ADW. You ever watch that Crocodile Hunter guy on TV, Steve?
Yeah.
He's my hero. He really is. He's so funny. He's so cool. He's so fearless that we figure we got to do something with this guy. We can't really get Steve on our show. We've been trying, but we do have the next best thing. That's Pat Eberts dressed up as Steve, the Crocodile Hunter. He's got a huge volleyball net, and he's going to go out and throw it on people and capture them.
He's going to capture them.
He's going to capture unsuspecting people out somewhere with a volleyball net.
The wild humans.
He's wearing shorts and a safari hat today. He looks like a complete idiot.
He does.
You're at a place where business people meet for business breakfast. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go up to these people and you're going to basically try to capture one and throw a net over somebody while they're eating.
People are nicely dressed in their business suits, and you're going to throw your skanky little volleyball net over them.
I know. I'm looking at about five guys that are just that. They're in their business suits. They're having coffee, having a little buffet.
Oh, they're going to give you a beat down.
Breakfast meeting, and they're about to be captured by me, Patty, with the Crocodile Hunter.
Okay.
Oh, don't say that too loud because you don't want everybody to know.
They can't hear me yet.
Okay.
It looks like this one over here might be doing a mating call. Listen to him. If you listen real carefully, you can hear him talking about their next move. If you listen real closely, you can hear this big one over here talking about the next thing he's gonna do.
I think it's time to...
I'm sure that one of these guys is really rare. If my assistant Terry would find himself to come on out here, we could capture one of these because this one looks like a real fighter.
Use your tranquilizer dart.
If I had a tranquilizer gun...
Try to wrestle one. Pat, why don't you try to wrestle one to the ground? Why don't you grab him, try to pull him out of his chair and wrestle him to the ground, Pat?
I'm sure I could wrestle this big one over to the ground. He looks very rare. They don't seem to be responding. Maybe I can crouch up to these other guys. And, oh no, this one looks a lot like a wallaby. If you listen real closely, you can hear his mating call. What's that?
I have to ask you to leave.
This looks like the captain of all the rare species here. And if you listen real closely, you can hear him pulling me out of the restaurant. Where am I going?
Throw the net!
Terry's not here, so I'm going to have to throw the net.
Throw the net over the guy that's trying to throw you out.
Yeah.
As he's grabbing me by my net. But I have to throw him.
What's going on?
I'm being dragged out of the restaurant.
You're being dragged?
The elevators. And crikey, he's got me by the net. What would you like me to do, sir?
We're going to go downstairs.
Probably he's going to try and attack me and bite me right in the net.
Why don't you try, Pat? Throw the net and wrestle him to the ground.
I got the net on him right now. I got the net all over him. I don't think he's going to be able to win.
As stupid as this bit may sound, it's just funny the idea of you throwing a net over somebody. So you need to find somewhere else, like a Starbucks or somewhere, and go in and do your little shtick again and throw a net over somebody.
I'm here at the Radisson Arcade, right next to Dayton.
I know exactly where you are. Okay.
And there's lots of loose animals coming in and out of the area. These two look like they're ready to feed. If you listen real carefully, you can hear them. You can hear the mating call. That's pretty good. I think I'm going to see if I can get a net around that one.
Okay, throw it. Pat's got a volley.
After me, but I think if I had Terry help me, I could get off. She just about got away. Now, here's a friend. The weakest species usually is the one left behind.
What the hell are you doing?
They're running away from me.
Gee, I wonder why. Fat guy in a safari outfit and a volleyball net.
Is that the first time women have run from you?
Here's a big one. Can a whole bunch of papers. I'm going to see if I can get the net around this one. I don't know where the hell Terry is, but you're not helping me a whole lot.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Throw the volleyball net.
If you listen real closely, you can hear him struggling.
You don't allow that in here, so you take it outside.
What's the problem? I'm trying to get the net around this one. This seems like this is the chief of the species.
Could you please get yourself out of here?
I'm just trying to get this net around this very rare species. This one looks like he's a fighter, and by the looks of his glasses, he might be a little hard of sight, a little short-sighted. If you listen to him right now,
want me to call security?
This one seems like he's really mad. Striking range, and I'm sure I'll be okay. If I could just find out where the hell Terry is, I could throw his net around him, and I'm sure it'd be okay.
Have you actually thrown the net on this person yet?
I'm trying to get the net around him right now. You seem like you're pretty mad.
No, I'm just saying that you are trespassing, so get out.
Net him, net him.
Sounds like he needs to be. Sounds like he needs to be netted right now.
Net him.
Let me see if I can get the net around this guy right now. He looks a little bit like a dingo.
Like a dingo.
This is so immature.
Get out right now.
Are you kicking me out of here?
Yes, I'm kicking you out right now.
Well, you're lucky you're a rare species, otherwise I'd have to capture you and take you back to the Sydney Park Zoo.
You're huge.
But you're huge.
All is well. It's Dave Ryan in the morning.
A-D-W-E.